Today, kitchen sink from the Fed up to $365 billion in the next month. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The Fed appears to be concerned about end-of-year liquidity, judging by their latest statement on their repo operations. The Open Market Trading Desk, the desk, at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, has released the schedule for repurchase agreements, the repo operations, for the month period from December the 13th, 2019 through to January the 14th, 2020. In accordance with the most recent FOMC directive, the desk will conduct repo operations to ensure that the supply of reserves remains ample and to mitigate the risk of money market pressures around year-end that could adversely affect policy implementation. The desk will continue to offer two-week term repo operations twice a week, four of which span year-end. In addition, the desk will also offer another longer maturity term repo operation that spans year-end. And the amount offered in this operation will be at least $50 billion. Overnight repo operations will continue to be held each day, and on December the 31st, 2019 and January the 2nd, 2020, the overnight repo offering will increase to at least $150 billion. In addition, on December the 30th, 2019, the desk will offer a $75 billion repo that settles on December the 31st, 2019 and matures on January the 2nd, 2020. The desk intends to adjust the timing and amounts of repo operations as needed to mitigate the risk of money market pressures that could adversely affect policy implementation, consistent with the directive from the FOMC. So, the New York Fed will continue to offer two-week term repo operations twice per week, four of which run across the end of the year. Plus, they will also offer another longer maturity term repo that spans year-end, and the amount offered in this operation will be at least $50 billion. And beyond that, they announced that the overnight repo offering will increase to at least $150 billion to cover the turn in a flood of overnight liquidity. And on December the 30th, 2019, the desk will offer a $75 billion repo that settles on December the 31st, 2019, and matures on January the 2nd, 2020. And they leave the door open to more, if needed, by saying they intend to adjust the timing and amount of repo operations as needed to mitigate the risks of money market pressures that could adversely affect policy implementation, consistent with the directive from the FOMC. So in essence, as well as growing the size of its overnight repos to $150 billion, the Fed will run nine term repos covering the year-end turn from December the 16th to January the 14th, eight of which will amount to $35 billion, and the first will be $50 billion. That gives a total injection of $365 billion in the coming month. And this is what the Fed balance sheet might look like. Now, if this is not QE, I don't know what is, but the core question is, what are they afraid of? Could it be trade talk related, as diplomats from the world's two largest economies work against the Sunday deadline, when new US tariffs on $160 billion in Chinese goods are scheduled to take effect? Early Thursday morning in the US, Trump teased investors with word of a potential deal with China, sending the stock market briefly higher amid optimism about a breakthrough in the lengthy standoff. Getting very close to a big deal with China, the president tweeted shortly after Wall Street opened. They want it, and so do we. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 300 points, or roughly 1% within the first hour of trading, as financial markets cheered the prospect of a phase one deal with China. But the market later surrendered some of its gains and closed at 28,132, up 221 points, or 0.8%. The emerging deal would fall well short of the president's initial goal, which was a comprehensive settlement of US complaints about subsidized Chinese state businesses and trade secret thefts. The president has often suggested the two sides were close to a deal, only to see negotiations stall in the past. For example, in April, Trump said that the White House and Chinese negotiators were within weeks of an epic deal. The next month, talks collapsed amid US charges that Beijing had reneged on their tentative bargain. And at the White House meeting with his top trade advisers, the president, it seems, signed off on a swap of US tariff reductions in return for China spending $50 billion on US farm goods, tightening its intellectual property protections and opening its financial services markets. Now, this would be a limited accord. And remember that the roller coaster negotiations have brought the two countries to the brink of success more than once this year, only to see talks stall. It looks like the next $160 billion tariff hikes will not now take place, and existing tariffs on $360 billion in Chinese imports will be reduced. And the deal includes provisions that will penalise the Chinese government if it fails to place the required agricultural orders. But China's Commerce Ministry, which usually releases news about the trade talks, was noticeably silent on Friday morning Beijing time. So this could go down to the wire. Or there again, does the Fed have something else in mind? What we do know is that the recent Freedom of Information request for the Fed to disclose who is receiving the liquidity support got turned down. So we are in the dark, at least for now. Remember, as we highlighted in our recent show, the US repo hiccup was structural and risk remain. Finally, before I go, a quick reminder that our next live show is scheduled for next Tuesday, the 17th of December at 8 p.m. Sydney time. You can ask me a question live via the chat or beforehand using the DFA blog details below, and we'll be updating our property and finance scenarios. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.